Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. All week, we've been looking at Green Lantern. Grant Morrison and Liam Sharp's Green Lantern number one just came out, and we'll be reviewing it for Friday's show, but it's been a lot of fun. Like I mentioned the other day, I always forget like how much I enjoy the Green Lanterns and their history and their stories and everything. But the biggest Green Lantern, the most recognizable, most important Green Lantern, not the first Green Lantern, well, kind of, is Hal Jordan. That's who is the focus of the new book. That's who's been, you know, all sorts of things. And we're going to look at all those things today. We're going to kind of look at a brief history of Hal Jordan. So he first showed up in Showcase number 22, October 1959, created by John Broome and Gil Kane. If you remember, before him, there was Alan Scott. And during the Silver Age, DC editor Julius Schwartz was like, hey, science and space and all these things. So they're bringing back Green Lantern, but they wanted to kind of reinvent him to be a little bit more reflective of the times. And it worked, you know, and now we know him as one of the biggest characters in history of DC. So that's pretty cool. And he did all right. You know, his book sold okay. But then Denny O'Neil shows up and takes over scripting. And he'd already been working on Green Arrow and decided that he's going to pair these two together with Neil Adams on art. And he was doing it to show kind of the political state at the time. And you had Green Lantern, who was an establishment. He was a liberal guy. And then Oliver Queen. No, sorry, strike that. Reverse it. Oliver Queen was like the liberal guy, and Hal Jordan was a conservative, you know, go by the norms and, you know, a strict, prim, proper, everything. And you had one of the most acclaimed story arcs of all time, The Hard Traveling Heroes. And there's a really famous few panels in there where they're on the street, excuse me, helping some people. And this African-American guy walks up to him. He's like, you know, you're always worried about the purple skins and these aliens and all this. He's like, but you don't worry about the black skins. And it kind of is a wake-up call to Hal. And he realizes, you know, maybe he has been too up in space and doing all these crazy adventures. So he and Green Arrow go on this cross-country trek to help the people of Earth and, you know, really just see what's going on here on his home planet. But, I mean, it didn't sell all that great, and so they kind of nixed it. And because of that, because Hal was spending all his time on Earth, the Guardians got a little upset. You know, they're like, hey, you are the Green Lantern of this entire space sector, not just of Earth. So they exile him into space. Like, he can't go to Earth for a full year. And he goes out and has adventures out in space and gets not wacky, but it's a different tone than that really raw and real tone that he had had previously in the O'Neill run. And then you'd have, he'd eventually come back to Earth, and in the Crisis of Infinite Earths, that's when he becomes Green Lantern again. And they form basically a big Green Lantern team on Earth. Yeah, I know, it kind of flops back and forth. There's seven Green Lanterns, like a bunch of aliens and John Stewart and Guy Gardner and everything. And finally, they break up because the governments of Earth are like, hey, you're interfering in our stuff too much. Just, you're kind of becoming dictators. Just go away. And so everybody leaves and goes back to their, where they belong, their home sectors. Fast forward to the 90s when you have Emerald Dawn, which kind of revamps his origin and shows, you know, more of the history with his father and his brothers. His history with Sinestro and Sinestro's fall out of the Green Lanterns, and just really, you know, just how he got to be the Green Lantern. But as is comics, in the 90s especially, you had everything had to go dark. In the 93 series Reign of the Superman, you had Mongol come in and destroy Coast City, which is where Hal Jordan's from, and he killed like 7 million people in it while Hal Jordan was off somewhere doing Green Lantern stuff. And he just loses it and goes in and starts just beating the trash out of Mongol, knocks him out. And then that takes us to Emerald Twilight, where he's using his ring, all of his ring's power, to recreate Coast City. And there's these fake versions of all these people he knew, you know, his family, his friends, girlfriend, and the Guardians, you know, rightfully get upset about that. And that kind of, you could tell Hal was already kind of losing it at this point, and he just has enough and goes insane and starts attacking Oa and takes control of the central power battery and absorbs it all and just kills everybody. Almost, he kills Kilowog and goes after Sinestro, gets almost all the Guardians, and decides that he is no longer a Green Lantern. He is now Parallax. Now, later down the road, we would find out that Parallax was actually like a space virus that fed on fear. And that's what made him go crazy, you know, to kind of save face for Hal Jordan. But, you know, during all this, he's going crazy, and Kyle Rayner becomes Green Lantern and is having to take him out. Hal Jordan decides that he's going to rewrite history to make everything peaceful and better. And I mean, on paper, that's a good idea, right? Finally, though, Superman and the Justice League, all these people just beat him down until he's weakened, and Green Arrow, you know, his old buddy, shoots him in the chest and kills him. The 90s comics just had to be dark. That's just what it was. And then you had Hal Jordan's dead, but his spirit becomes the Spectre. And realizing kind of what he did wrong, he's like, you know, I'm gonna try, and instead of being the spirit of vengeance, I'm going to seek redemption and help people. And for the most part, he does some good things, does some bad things. There's some really interesting, in Kevin Smith's Green Arrow run, stuff with Hal Jordan the Spectre, and Identity Crisis with Green Arrow, again, and the Spectre. There's some interesting things. Then you had, like, the Green Lantern rebirth, literal rebirth, in Green Lantern Rebirth, where he comes back to life, and this is when Geoff Johns kicked off his multi-year run on the Green Lantern franchise and brought in all the different spectrums. You know, you had the Yellow Lanterns, the Red Lanterns, the Blue Lanterns, Orange Lanterns, everybody, and how they all intertwined and affected each other. Hal Jordan, like I said, was brought back to life. He was an ex Air Force pilot. He had a girlfriend, and some of his family was there. And for the most part, things were back to normal. And this would go on, I mean, despite Flashpoint, New 52 stuff, despite recent Rebirth, the Green Lanterns have kind of been their own thing for like the past 14 years. And part of that is, you know, Geoff Johns and Robert Venditti have done such an amazing job of taking Hal Jordan from, you know, this kooky science character. Well, not just him, like all the creative teams, you know, this kooky science-based character to hard-traveling hero to vengeful spirit to redemption spirit to just good guy and wanting the best for the universe. And I think it's a really neat character arc that's gone on for, you know, 50-some-odd years. And, yeah, it's just really, really cool. And that's why it always goes back that Hal Jordan is one of the best characters in comics. I would say, let me know what you think. Do you think he is or not? Why? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there and would love to hear from you. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. It's fun talking and discussing in great length with people. You can also like, share, subscribe, give good reviews, all that good podcast stuff. And then you're going to get this show, you're going to get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Family Sound. So wonderful things all around. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lanterns, light!